Hello, this is Dr. Paul Looney with an introduction to the message on the lost coin. This is a part of our series called Out of Egypt. Many of us find our worth in relating to other people. Certainly, God designed us for relationships, and ultimately, we find our worth in Him. Unfortunately, many of us get stuck developmentally, feeling that we must please others and cling to them in order to feel good about ourselves as a person. If the following things are true of you, you may be one of those people who deals with what I call lost coin issues. You may find yourself lost in relationships. Do you find yourself saying yes when you need to say no? In an effort to be understood, do you over-explain yourself? You love it when others affirm your worth, intelligence, beauty, and strength. You're afraid to tell others how you really feel. Sometimes you feel you're a wonderful person, and at other times, feel like dog poo. You're afraid others would not like you if they knew the real you. You believe that love conquers all, and that if you will just love well enough, it will change those you love for the better. You never want to cause pain, and it is important to you that others always know your motive is good. It is very hard for you to end a conversation if everything is not resolved, so you hate it when others walk away from you. You like to think you always do your best. You would never intentionally hurt someone you love. If there's a problem in a relationship, you pursue the other person. You feel crushed when others reject you. You are not always honest about your feelings. Rather, you tell others what you think they want to hear. In your worst moments, you feel helpless and hopeless. At times, it seems nobody understands or cares. You need to be needed. Sometimes you'll say it this way, "Let me help you with that," so that when others let you help, they feel they're doing you a favor. You compromise your own integrity to protect someone else. You find yourself only able to ask for help when you're desperate and cannot take care of it yourself. You only take care of yourself when everyone else is taken care of or when you have no other option. You're extra sensitive to the feelings of others and sometimes feel compelled to fix them. You begin by feeling good about feeling needed and end up being needy. If you relate to many of the things that I just read, you may be dealing with lost coin issues, feeling lost in relationship. Unfortunately, our defenses often lead to the pain that they were intended to avoid. The person with lost coin issues fears abandonment. In fact, the desire to maintain relationships can be so strong that the person abandons their own soul, compromising themselves for the sake of relationship. Consider Sarah. She learned to cling to others for emotional security. Her father left when she was a child, and she was devastated. She thought if only she had been better as a child, he would have stayed. And she vowed she would never feel that way again. When she married, she was determined to keep her marriage together. She clung to her husband, David, desperate to avoid the pain of rejection. She set aside all her own priorities to be there for him. She tried everything to make him happy, to convince him that he was her life. When he left her, he told her that he felt suffocated and that he couldn't take it anymore. Although Sarah would do anything to avoid the loss of relationship, her frantic efforts were seen as evidence in David's eyes that she was unworthy of his love. He found her desperation contemptible. When he did less to support her, she intensified her efforts to meet his needs. She told herself that no one would ever love him the way she did. But what she feared, and at some level believed, was that anyone she truly loved would abandon her. Her belief eventually determined her reality. Ironically, the person who values relationship above everything else, will often find themselves at a dead end when all that they love has been lost. Fortunately, this is the very point at which God can show up and help the lost coin to find his or her identity within, with no one else to turn to or lean on. The soul can find its value in claiming the image of Christ within. I hope this little introduction will help bring clarity to the teaching of the lost coin. You can now proceed to the main body of the teaching, entitled Out of Egypt, the Lost Coin. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.